Oh, I was going to give you a commentary on the scripture she read that's in my Bible. You heard me say one time, a lot of the Psalms, we think of poetry and so forth like that, and they are. But most of the Psalms, was written to be sung. And at the top of chapter 45, it gives an instruction for the choir director. And this is a psalm that she just read of descendants of Korah, and it's to be sung to the tune Lilies, which is a love song. You know that song, Lilies? No. Anyhow, one of the other things is the psalms are very interesting. The psalms are poetry, wisdom literature, and the commentary on that particular part. That she read, especially verse 1, that says, "My heart overflows with a beautiful thought. I will recite a lovely poem to the king, for my tongue is like a pen of a skillful poet." And the commentary that I have is about creativity. And the question is this: why does an artist paint and a musician play, or an author write? It's because they were overflowing with ideas, most expressed from creativity. It's the overflow of a full heart and mind. But sometimes we're empty or full of wrong material. So how can we be full of beauty that will spill out wonderful visions and sounds and words and movement? By taking the time to fill up on what is beautiful and what is true. We can't spend our energy on worthless pursuits and stay creative, because creativity requires energy. And if we want our creativity to express the things of God, then we must always be filling up on God's spirit and wisdom. So the challenge for us is to take time to know God, take time to soak up all the beauty, take time to think, and your inner soul fills up. And you can be sure of the certainty will soon, creativity will flow out of your spirit, and your life will become productive. I thought that really cool, the way... Because sometimes we just read the Psalms and they sound pretty good, but they not only have prophecy in them, their wisdom and all of that. And I'm thinking every time I go to the pantry to get something that I'm not supposed to get, as I go out the door, I hit a sign right in front of me. It's Psalm 46, verse 1, "Be still and know I'm God." So the Jews said, "Where were you going in the pantry? Were you getting one of those chocolate bars?" No, it's an Atkins bar. It's diet.